This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Bruchim Abam to the Kollel Agudah Pirka here in Kew Garden Hills, New York. I want to welcome Rabbi Ezra Klein, who is the Rosh of the whole program, which is expanding all over New York, all over the United States. We give him a big Yashir Kayach for all of his efforts on our behalf, and Vahagdol Torah L'Hadira. So let's start with a very interesting part of the Haggadah. After we read the Makos, the Haggadah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda hayanoisein bohem simanim. Rabbi Yehuda would give a simon, a mnemonic, to help us remember the Makos. And of course we know what it is, Detzach Adash Biachav, which spells out, of course, the Makos, Dam, Sfardeya, Kinim, Oroiv, Dever, Shchin, Barad, Arve, Choshech, Makas, Bechairais. And the question is, you only need a mnemonic if there's a difficulty in remembering something. If something's easy to remember, you don't need a mnemonic. What was the big einfall, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda's looking at the Makos, and all of a sudden he says, what's going on? You know, it's so difficult. It's zeir shver to remember the Makos. Let's come up with a mnemonic, Detzach Adash Biachav. I mean, who doesn't know the Makos? I mean, anyone who knows Uncle Moshe already knows the Makos. It's a piece of, who doesn't know 100 different nigunim for the Makos? Rabbi Yehuda, can you imagine Rabbi Yehuda, the redactor of the Mishnah, of all people, he needs to come up with a mnemonic to help us remember the Makos. I mean, you have the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu, right, the Shvatim. Nobody ever came up with a mnemonic to remember, you know, Rashal, you know, to help remember Reuben. And when it comes to the Shvatim, there are 12 of them. They're more than the Makos. And yet when it comes to the Shvatim, nobody ever came up with mine. And the Makos, which are only 10.
Interpreting for women.
Not really.
I have the song.
Shevlad Nachash. Go ahead. Okay. I saved you a seat, okay?
No, I have to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Pleasure to have you. Okay, Shkoyach. So when it comes to the Shvatim, there are 12 of them. And there's no mnemonic to help remember what the names of the Shvatim are. Why, when it comes to the Makos, all of a sudden do we need a mnemonic? Okay, so I'll tell you the truth. About 5 years ago, I was sitting in Rabbi Weinfeld Shul by Shver's table, and there was a sefer over there. The name of the sefer is Yisamach Av. Samach Av, I opened it up, was written by Rav Eli Baruch Shulman. He's a neighbor of mine in Flatbush. He lives a couple doors down. He's a Rav in Flatbush. He's a Rosh Hashiva. And I open up the Sefer. And first, it has Askama from Rav David Shustal, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood. And he says that Rav Eli Baruch Shulman was his Chavrusa in Lakewood by Rav Shneur Cutler. And he says Rav Eli Baruch Shulman was Arisha Bechabura in Lakewood. Then, so I'm opening it up, and it was Sukkot time, I remember. And the whole thing was about this mnemonic, the Tzach Adash Becha. By the way, Rav Shulman also wrote one of the hardest prakim in Shas, Elu Trefas, the art scroll Elu Trefas, is Ravelli Baruch Shulman. So he asks, what do we need this mnemonic for? What's the difficulty? What's the shverkite that I need Rabbi Yehuda to be mechadesh? Oh, you know how you remember the Makos? The Tzach Adash Biachav. Okay, let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah tells us about the mitzvah saseh, the night of the Seder, mitzvah saseh shel Torah, Lesaper benisim v'neflois. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to speak about the miracles and the wonders. Shenasa l'avesin b'mitzrayim, belel chamisha asa benisan. Shenemar, zocher siyam hazeh, asher yitzasa mi'mitzrayim, k'may shenemar, zocher siyam ha'shabas. And then the Rambam continues in halacha beis. Mitzvah lohidia levanim. There's a mitzvah to teach the children. V'afil lo yishalu, even if they don't ask. Shenemar, v'higadeta lebincha. Now, let's point out something very interesting. There are many miracles that are recorded in Tanakh. Sefer Yehoshua, Yeshua comes to Yericho, the walls crumble. Yehoshua makes the sun and the moon stand still. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to tell your kids that the walls of Yericho fell. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to tell your family that the sun stood still. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to speak about the miracles of Elisha or Eliyahu or any of the miracles of any of the Nevi'im and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And yet when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam tells us there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to tell your children, even if they don't ask you, Shenemar v'higadeta lebincha. But then the Rambam continues. The Rambam says, Ketzad, im haya katan, a tipish. Doesn't matter the intellectual level of the kid. If he's a katan, a tipish, you say, avadam hayinu, you see the panya over here. You see the lady washing the dishes. Not your wife, right? You see the lady. She's an Eved, she's a Shifcha. That's what we were in Mitzrayim. So no matter how unsophisticated the kid is, the kid's going to understand what you're saying. Now the Rambam ends off with a whopper. V'mhaya ha-ben gadol v'chacham, and even if the kid is of very great stature, ma'idia ma'she'iro lanu b'mitzrayim, we teach him what happened in Mitzrayim, v'nisim shenasu lanu a'idei Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, you better tell your kids about all the miracles that occurred through Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. Why is the Rambam madgish that you have to tell your children about the miracles that happened through Moshe Rabbeinu? Is that really important? Does it really matter who performed the miracle? Who cares who conducted the miracles? I mean, if you look through the Haggadah, Moshe Rabbeinu's name, Kemad, is not even mentioned in the Haggadah. According to some Gersois, it's not mentioned in the Haggadah. And yet the Rambam seems to emphasize that a critical component of Higadat HaLabincha is not only the miracles that happened, but Nisim Shenasa Lanu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the Rambam trying to convey? So I tell you the truth, the shir started, about 45 minutes later than usual today. So I had 45 minutes extra in the morning. So after the shir went to print, I added a Mara Makayim. Some of you have it. Some of you have Madura Rishayna. Some of you have Madura Shnia. So in Madura Shnia, it's number 37. If you have Madura Rishayna, you don't have this one. It's a very interesting Shibalei Haleket, which I think we're going to be able to answer today. Number 37, the Shibalei Haleket, one of the Rishayim. Shibalei Haleket, Rabbi Shaya Haroife, he lived in Rome. He tells us, what does it mean before we darshan, the who has it? Raise your hand if you have it. Nobody has it? Yeah. Okay. You don't have it. Okay. The Shibalei Haleket says, before the Dalet Banim, we say, Baruch HaMakayim, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shanasan Talama Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Kineged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. So we sort of take it for granted. This is just a nice flowery intro to the Dalet Banim. However, the Shibalei Haleket says, no. You know what Baruch HaMakayim Baruch Hu is? We're about to darshan psukim. We're about to learn Torah. Therefore, says the Shibalei Haleket, what do you do before you learn Torah? You say Birchas HaTorah. Baruch HaMakayim Baruch Hu is Birchas HaTorah before we start the Haggadah. After all, Haggadah is not just relating history, it's Torah. Therefore, we need to make Birchas HaTorah. So always bothered me, and the Sfarim ask on the Shibalei Haleket, Birchas HaTorah? Every time you learn Torah at night, you have to make Birchas HaTorah again. There's no such halacha. The Birchas HaTorah you make in the morning covers you for the evening. You're covered for the night. What does the Shibalei Haleket mean that because we're about to darshan psukim, therefore required to make Birchas HaTorah? You already made Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Tonight is no different than any other night of the year. Shavuos night, when you stay up all night, you don't make Birchas HaTorah before you start learning. You never make Birchas HaTorah at night. Manishtana halayla hazeh, that as we're about to learn Leil Seder, we need to make a Birchas HaTorah. What is the meaning of this Shibalei Haleket? Okay, so these are the first two questions I asked are in the Sefer Yisamach Av, and we're asking on our own on the Shibalei Haleket, what is the meaning of the Shibalei Haleket? So now, what we're going to analyze this morning, not just Divrei Torah, but really Yisoidei Ho'emuna and understanding what Nevuah is, what the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. Let's take a look in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Peites. The Mishnah says, Novi Hasheker, a false prophet, or Hamisnave Mashaloi Shama, one who prophesies something he didn't hear, or Mashaloi Nemarlai, or wasn't told to him, Misasai Bide Adam, is killed by the Bezdin. However, Aval Hakoiveshes Nevuasai, one who withholds his prophecy, Vahamevater al Devei Hanavi, one who foregoes the words of the Navi, Vinavi Shaver al Devei Asim, or a Navi who doesn't follow his own directive, Misasai Bidei Shamayim, his Misa is Bidei Shamayim. Shenemar Anoichi Edroish Meimai, says the Mishnah, the Pasuk says in Shoftim, I will seek him out. So listen carefully what the Mishnah is saying. A Navi, someone who does not listen to the words of a Navi. The Navi comes and says, do A, do B, do C, don't do A, don't do B. Someone who violates the words of the Navi is Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. If the Navi does not listen to himself, he is Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. Okay, very interesting. Comes the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah 5:16, Tavkuf Tezayin. And Minchas Chinuch asks an incredible question. If every time somebody violates the words of a Navi, they're Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. Who is the greatest all-time Navi? Who's Adoin HaNaviim? Moshe Rabbeinu. So I have a question. If somebody misses his man Kriya Shema, okay, he's negligent, he wasn't Mekayim a Mitzvah, he's not being responsible, he don't, you know, so he's like, oh, I didn't realize what time this man Kriya Shema was. No. An observant Yid has to make sure the night before he's aware what time is my Kriya Shema. If your shul davens later, you have to make it your business to say it before. But even if it's a severe overlooking the time, nobody would say one is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim Chas V'Shalim. You know, you're buying a suit for Yom Tov, so you go and you get Hugo Boss, Giorgio Armani. And it's laden with shotness from head to toe. I remember one time we went to suit store. So I don't know why the salesman was saying to this. He was saying he's such a good salesman that when he started, you know, he didn't know anything about shatness. So he had his first Jewish customer. So the customer says, yeah, but is there shatness in the suit? So the salesman, our suits? We're shatness from head to toe. We have shatness in the collar. We have shatness in the lapel. We have shatness. You know? So let's say somebody wears shatness. So it's a lav sheyesh boi mais, right? Tosfos says mechadesh, that failure to remove a beged is a maisa levisha. Somebody wears shatness, they're chayiv malkus, they're not chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Frek de minchas chinuch, why if somebody violates an asay, a lav, even lav shein boi maisa, they should be chayiv misa bidei shamayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, lo yisil b'shatness. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you should say the Kriya Shema morning of Shach B'chov Kumecha. All the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah are directives of Adoin HaNaviim Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is there a hierarchy? Lav She'im Bo'i Maisa Aseh, Lav She'yesh Bo'i Maisa, Lav She'yesh Bo'i Kares. All mitzvahs in the Torah should be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim because they violated Divrei HaNavi. That's the Kash of the Minchas Chinuch. An amazing question. In other words, what the Minchas Chinuch is doing is, there's no more hierarchy. There's no more differences between the various lavim and asay, because bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu, after all, add to his resume the fact that he's a Navi. He's not only a Navi, he's Lekam Yisrael Navi K'Moshe. In that case, every single thing that Moshe said should be backed by the strength of Nevuah, which would obligate somebody to listen, Midin, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, that someone who violates the words of the Navi is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. Good Kasha, right? Nobody has an answer. Good. Yeah? So they say,
a better Kasha.
Yeah. Than the Minchas Chinuch?
If Hashem's Baruch said it,
yeah,
not through a Navi, That should be
already Avado, you have to listen. Nobody's saying you don't have to listen, but not everything that a person violates that's a Dvar Hashem is a person Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. So the question is, but now that we're learning, now that the Mishnah says that someone who violates the words of the Navi is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim, one should be Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim for violating anything in the Torah. So they say over in the name of Reb Chaim, the Grach, Reb Chaim HaLevi, and it's brought in the Sefer Toiras Chaim, a very mysterious and ambiguous statement. And that is that when Moshe says to do something, it's not nevuah. It's not prophecy. When Moshe says to do something, it's Torah. So since it's Torah, you're not Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. The question is, what does Reb Chaim mean? What does it mean if Moshe says to do something, it's Torah? I get it's Torah. Granted, it's Torah. But at the end of the day, Moshe was still a Navi. He was still Adoin HaNaviim. Why does the fact that what he teaches us is Torah take away from what the Mishnah says, that if someone violates the words of the Navi, they're chayiv misr de shemayim, because they violated the words of the Navi. What does Rab Chaya mean that when Moshe would tell us something, it's Torah? Well, how do we answer the Minchas Chinuch's question? Yeah? How do we answer Minchas Chinuch's question? Ask the Sefer Yisar Machav, I'll ask you a better question. Fine, you want to say that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us is Torah, and therefore if you violate a lav or an aseh, you're not chayav misa b'dei shamayim? I'll ask you a better question. The Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah on Purim to hear the Megillah. Is that a d'oraisa? No. Did Moshe tell us to hear the Megillah? No. Is it Torah? No. Who told us to hear the Megillah on Purim? Mordechai and Esther. What did they do for a living? What did Mordechai do and Esther do for a living? They sold used cars. What did they do? They were Nevi'im. They told us, it's called, the Rambam says, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Would anybody in their right mind say that if somebody doesn't hear the Megillah on Purim, they're Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim because they violated the words of the Navi? No. Why not? Comes back to Menchas Chinuch's question. You want to say that if you violate what it says in the Chumash, you're not Chayiv Misa, because that's Torah, fine, that's Torah. But Megillas Esther is not Torah. Mordechai and Esther are not Moshe. Why, if somebody does not hear Megillas Esther, why are they not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? They're violating Torah, they're violating Nevuah. They're violating the words of the Navi. The Shita of the Ravid. The Ravid says, saying Hallel is mi divrei Navi, is mi divrei Kabbalah. Somebody doesn't say Hallel, they're violating the words of the Navi and the Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. Nobody would say such a thing. Chibur Arava, the Gemara says in Sukkah, is midivrei Kabbalah. Would anybody say if somebody does is not Mechabit the Arava, they're violating Divrei Kabbalah and the Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim? Muksa! Muksa! Mimsoi Cheftzecha, the Navi Yeshaya says, Mimsoi Cheftzecha. When anybody says that if you move a pencil on Shabbos, it's a drabanan. Yeah, but it's midirei Navi, Shvi Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, because you violate the words of the Navi. Oineg Shabbos. Who says Oineg Shabbos? Yeshaya, because of Shabbos Oineg. Would anybody say that one is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, because they violate the words? In other words, the Minchas Chinuch's question, it's not so easy just to say, oh, you missed Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, Olamdus, that Moshe is not Nevuah, Moshe is Torah. Good, so Moshe is Torah. So that explains why you're not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim if you violate a lav or an aseh. But what about all the mitzvahs that are Midivrei Nevi'im, which we know do not carry a penalty of Misa B'dei Shamayim? So now we're going to learn a very important yesod in understanding the principle of listening to a Navi. You have to read a few psukim in Parsha Shoftim. Please take a look at number 9. Navi mikirbecha me'achecha kamayni, yakim lecha Hashem leikecha, elav tishma'on. A Navi from among you, from your brothers, like me, says Moshe, Hashem will raise up, you will listen to him. You will listen to him. By the way, we're going to see in the Rambam very soon, where in the Torah does it say you have to listen to a Navi? Two words. I want you to remember these two words. Elav tishma'on. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa, to listen to a Navi. Elav tishma'on. Says the Pasuk, K'chol asher sha'alta miyam Hashem lekecha b'chayrev. Remember when you asked Ribbono Shel Olam on Har Sinai b'yom HaKalemar, we asked Ribbono Shel Olam, we can't take it anymore. We can't listen to your voice. The fire is too overwhelming. We don't want to die, the Pasuk says. V'lo yamos. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hey tivu asher diberu, good gezakt. You know what? It's taka too overwhelming for them always to hear my voice. Here's the deal, Pasuk Yud Ches. Navi akim lehem ikar v'achem kamaycha. I'm going to give them a prophet. V'nosati dvar b'fiv. I'll put my words in his mouth. V'diber lehem. And anybody who doesn't listen to the Navi, I will seek him out. In other words, the Pasuk is saying that because we're not able to listen to Hashem every time he has something to tell us, Hashem says, good idea, I'm going to communicate with Basar Vadam. He will let you know what I want, and you better listen to him. Achanovi Asher. Yazid ledaber davar b'shmi. But if a Navi has the audacity to say something in my name that I didn't command him, umeis hanavi yahu. Ah. So far, so good. You have to listen to a Navi. And if you don't listen to a Navi, anoichi adroi shmi imai. I'm going to seek him out. But now the Pasuk continues. And the question is, why do I have to listen to a Navi? Maybe he's a scam artist. Maybe he's a professional trickster. Maybe he's just a magician. Why do I have to listen to the Navi? Well, you know, how gullible do I need to be? Every time somebody says, I'm a prophet! I'm a, for the prophet of the Lord! We have to listen to them. And if you're going to say, how are we going to know the matter that God did not speak? If a Navi says something in the name of God and it will not happen, if the matter doesn't come to be, meaning if the Navi predicts that your team is going to win the World Series, and lo and behold, in game 7, your team goes down, then you know he's a Navi Sheker. God never spoke to him. Don't be afraid of him. So listen carefully. That means the mitzvah of a love tishma'un, of listening to a Navi, is dependent on something. What is it dependent on? He's got to prove himself. Meaning, if the Navi proves himself, then and only then are you required to listen to them. If he doesn't prove himself, you're not required to listen to him. Let's see how the Rambam codifies this halakha. Take a look at number 10. Hanavi, a prophet, efshur shatiya nevuasei la'atzmei levad. Sometimes the Navi's nevuah will be for him only. Laharchiv libay, to expand his knowledge. Ulahaysev datai, and to increase his das, for him to know those matters that he didn't know before. V'yavshar, on the third line, the Rambam says in number 10, she'yishulach la'amei amei aretz, sometimes he could be sent to a nation, or to the people of a city, or to a kingdom, to let them know what to do. U'kishem mishalchin oisai, and when the Navi is sent, noisnin lai oisu my face, the Navi must perform a miracle, k'dei she'yedu ha'am she'akel shocha be'emes. In other words, if a Navi shows up and says, I want everybody, from now on, every single Monday at 10:30, at 9:30, you have to come to Kol Agra de Pirka. Let's say a guy comes in. He says, I am a Navi. Every 9:30 from Monday through Thursday, you must show up. Do you have to listen to him? You should. It's a good idea. The shiurim are good. But you're not mechuyev midin nevuah to listen, because we don't know he's a Navi. Says the Rambam, the Navi must prove himself. He has to perform a miracle. And then the Rambam says, but not every guy who makes a miracle, is he a Navi? He has to first establish himself in terms of having the personality of a Navi. He has to show he's royal in Navua. How? Says the Rambam, b'chachmasai, uvemasav. He has to elevate himself above the other people in the generation and go b'divrei kedusha, uprishos. Says the Rambam, but v'achar kach, ba, if after we have a well-known Navi, he's a prophet, he's a kadosh, he's a parish, he's a tahar, he's a chacham, if then he makes an ois and a moifes, and he says, Hashem sent me, mitzvah l'shmaya mimenu shenemar, elav tishman. So the Rambam is saying a very important yesod, that a tenai in the mitzvah of elav tishman is that the guy has to perform a miracle. If he doesn't perform a miracle, you're not required to listen to him, midivrei hanavi. By the way, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah says, or if instead of a miracle, he could predict the future, and if it comes true, then also you need to listen to him. Yeah? Like the pasuk says, b'chisoymer b'vavecha eicha nedas hadavar. Ah, so the Rambam is saying an amazing thing. The Rambam says, if you look carefully again in number 12, any Navi that Hashem establishes does not have to perform an ois like Moshe or like Elio and Elisha. He could also predict the future. Like the Pasuk says, V'chisoymar b'lvavecha. Where is the Pasuk, V'chisoymar b'lvavecha? That's if you look at number 9, in the Parsha, where it says, Elov tishma'un. The Rambam is reading that v'chisoymar b'lvavecha is part of the mitzvah of elav tishma'un. Meaning, I just told you have to listen to the Navi. And if you're going to ask why you have to listen to the Navi, the answer is because he gives an ois or a moifes. So the Rambam is saying very clearly, There is no mitzvah in the Torah just to listen to somebody who everybody thinks is a Navi, who has the personality and the midos and the characteristics of a Navi. The Navi must establish himself by performing an oyser on my face. Then it kicks in the mitzvah of Elav Tishma'an. Okay, so this is what we see from the way the Rambam reads the Pasuk. Comes a Sefer Yisamachav and he points out, this then is a fundamental difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Nevi'im. Because we all know, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that even though all the other Nevi'im, in order to be obligated to listen to them, they need to perform a miracle. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of any miracles that he performed. If one were to ask, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, well, how do we know he was so great? What was so great about him? Why would we listen to him? If somebody were to answer, because he turned all the water in Egypt to blood, not only is that sheker v'chazav, it's kfira. If somebody were to say, why do we listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why? You won't believe what he did in Mitzrayim. He told Paro that at 12 o'clock at night all the firstborn would die, and that's what happened. If that's the answer to the question, not only is it false, it's heresy. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, look at number 14. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu ba Yisrael mibnei ha'oysa sha'asa. Klal Yisrael does not believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles. Why? Because if you believe in somebody because of a miracle, yesh belibay doifi. You'll never be certain. You won't have a definitive belief. If you believe in someone because they pulled a rabbit out of a hat, it could be the Rambam says she'efshar she'yasa ha'ois belat v'kishuf. It could be he did it stealthily. It could be he did it with witchcraft. So you'll say, but Moshe Rabbeinu did a lot of miracles. They were just out of necessity. They weren't to prove anything. Lefi hatzarech hasan, lo yilahav yiraya al hanavuah, not to demonstrate his prophecy. The Mitzrim were annoying, so we got to get rid of them. So Moshe Rabbeinu made 10 makos. The Mitzrim were chasing us. All right, Moshe's like, what are we going to do? We got to split the sea. Karsayam. We were hungry in the Midbar. So Moshe said, all right, bring down the man. We were thirsty. We had a be'er. Karach challenged him. All right, ground, swallow him up. Nothing Moshe did was to prove himself. It was out of necessity. Frek the Rambam, so why do we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Rambam of Amaheminu Bai, so why do we believe in him? Because b'maymid har Sinai einenu ra'u v'loizar azneinu shamu v'loyachar. Our eyes saw, nobody else's eyes. Our ears heard, nobody else's ears heard. The fire, the sound, the torches. We saw Moshe go into the cloud. We heard the voice of Hashem speak, Moshele, Moshele, go tell Klal Yisrael X, Y, and Z. This is not nevuah. It's not emunah. According to the Rambam, we don't have emunah in the Torah. Einenu ra'inu v'loizar v'yadata hayom. V'yadata hayom. You know. Ask you a question. How do you know the sun rose this morning? Well, you know, I did a study that at 5 o'clock in the morning, it was 40 degrees. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, it was 60 degrees. How's it shayach that the temperature rose 20 degrees in the 7 hours? So must be, al-pisai, it must be the sun rose. You say, shayta sheba olam. That's how you know the sun rose. You know the sun rose because you saw the sunrise. You don't need proofs. You don't need verification. You don't need to... You saw it. Says the Rambam, there's no emuna in the Torah. It's not emuna. It's not true. It's you saw it. We saw Hashem speak to Moshe panim al panim. You know, you bring somebody to the negotiating table. One guy sitting on one side, one guy sitting on the other side. So Klal Yisrael had audience seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody told it to us. It's not a history. Nobody passed it down. We saw it. More than 1 million people saw it. 3 million people saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe. I heard once from Victor Miller, say, I heard this with my own ears. So you met, he was talking about Echves, I don't know, Kennedy. But, you know, I wasn't alive when he was the president. But he said, how do we know, let's say I remember when Obama was inaugurated.
Do you believe he was the president of the United States?
Why? How do you know? Because it was in the New York Times? You believe what it says in the New York Times? Nobody believes what it says in there. The answer is because there were 1 million people present at his inauguration. If 1 million people, if anybody claims 1 million people saw something, you can't challenge that. There is no greater verification than if there's a claim that 1 million people saw something. Listen to this. No historical event was authenticated by more eyewitnesses in the history of the world than the giving of the Torah. Even in modern times. Even the biggest inauguration of any president, there were 3 million people at Kabbalah HaTorah who saw with their own eyes. No event. You believe there was somebody by the name of George Washington. You believe that Trump is a president. Why do you believe it? You didn't see him. No, but they say there were 1 million people at his inauguration. There were 3 million people who saw the Ribbono Shel Olam come down on Har Sinai. Speak to Moshe panim al panim. Moshe does not make any miracles to prove himself. That's a lower level verification. That's lower authenticity. Says the Rambam, how do we know at Maimed Har Sinai, that's the only proof to the Nebuah of Moshe? Shenemar, Hine Anoichi Boi Lecha Be'av He'onon Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am Bidabri Imach V'gam B'cha Yaminu La'olam. Listen to this Rambam. Before Moshe stood on Har Sinai, if you asked the Yid, is Moshe the Navi of Hashem? Says the Rambam, they would say, Mestama, probably. If I was a betting man, I guess, yeah, I would say Moshe is Navi of Hashem. They didn't know for sure. Says the Rambam, Klal Yisrael was Loi Hemin B'Nemonos Vadai until Matan Torah. Yeah, but he made miracles and he split the sea. Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. Someone who is mamin al pi oisois, yesh beliboy doifi. Yesh beliboy doifi. Only amatan Torah, Hashem said, v'gam b'cha yaminu la'olam. So that means, if you were to ask, who authentic, when Moshe came to Klal Yisrael and said, Klal Yisrael, put on tefillin, wear tzitzis, don't speak Lashon Hara, learn Torah, who were the Edim that Moshe Rabbeinu was legit? Who were they? Where are they? His audience were the Edim. The people who he was speaking to, says the Rambam, were the Edim that Moshe Rabbeinu was emes v'yatsev v'nachayim. So says the Yisamach Av, something oyem v'nar, tremendous lamdas. You know why if somebody does not violate chas v'sham, the Divrei Torah, they're not Chayiv Misa, but I don't understand. You're not listening to the Navi. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Adoin HaNaviim. Why if somebody wears Shatnes, are they not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? Very pashut. Because if you look in the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Elav Tishman is only, you have to listen to a Navi who is verified and authenticated by a miracle. But Moshe Rabbeinu has been fundamentally removed from the need to be verified and authenticated from a miracle. He's not the type of Navi that is verified and authenticated by a miracle. Moshe Rabbeinu is categorically exempt from the mitzvah of listening to the Navi, because the mitzvah of listening to the Navi, a t'nai in that mitzvah, is the Navi needs to prove himself. And when he proves himself, you have to listen to him. But Moshe Rabbeinu never proved himself. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to prove himself. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the type of person who the parsha of listening to the Navi is talking about. The parsha of listening to the Navi is talking about a love tishmon when they do an oisur on my face. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to do an oisur on my face. Moshe Rabbeinu is on a completely different level. That's what Reb Chaim means when he says Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. What does Torah mean? Torah means something that doesn't have to be authenticated through miracles. Torah is something that is absolute reality because you saw it. There is Torah and there's Nevuah. Nevuah you need to listen to because it was verified through something, a low-level verification called miracle. And when the Navi, who's an established Navi, does a miracle, the Torah says, Elav Tishma'un, but only if they do a miracle. But says in look at number 15, but because the Rambam teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu lo yaminu ba Yisrael mibnei ha'oisais, All the miracles Moshe did were out of necessity. That means Moshe Rabbeinu is categorically different than other Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no concept of Nesinas Ois. Even more than that, Kriyas Yamsof, all the Makos and Mitzrayim, they were not Ois Ois. We didn't fully believe until Kabbalah Satoira, the Rambam says. Ah, so says the Sefer Yisamachav. Now we can answer the question of the Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch wants to know, why if somebody doesn't listen to the Torah, are they not chayv misabdei shamayim midin, violating the words of the Navi? The mitzvah to listen to the Navi is a specific mitzvah when the Navi needs to prove himself and verify himself. This is not applicable to Moshe Rabbeinu. This does not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, if somebody does not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not doing the right thing. And it's a bad thing, and they'll be punished. But the punishment of not listening to the Navi does not apply to them. Marv Rabbeisai, let's take this a step further. What is a Navi allowed to do? Let's say a Navi comes and he says, I know there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. From now on, there's a new mitzvah in the Torah. You know what the mitzvah in the Torah is? The mitzvah saseh da'iraisa of saying pitamak Torah every day from a klaf. It's a new mitzvah, 614th mitzvah. Could a Navi do that? No. Let's say the Navi gets up and shul, he says, Hashem told me that we have to add on to the Torah, it's 2018, we got to change it up a little bit, there's a 600. What do we do to the Navi? We kill the Navi, chenek. The Navi cannot add on to the Torah. Okay. What if the Navi says, you know, Hashem told me that every single Tuesday, everybody needs to shine their shoes. Forever and ever. The shoes here in Queens, they're just not shiny enough. Everyone needs to shine their shoes every Tuesday. La'omei'ad. So says the Rambam, he's not to do that. All the Navi could do is the Navi could say, make sure you don't wear shatness. Make sure you learn Torah. Or the Navi could tell you to do a discretionary thing as a temporary measure. For example, you could say, go to war today. Don't go to war today. Shine your shoes today. But he can't establish for all time anything discretionary. That's the halacha of the Rambam, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Tes. Perek Tes. However, comes the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in number 18. And the Rambam says, wait a second. What could Chachamim do? Are Chachamim allowed to come along and say, you know what? The Torah says don't eat milk and meat. We don't want you to eat chicken, milk and meat. We don't want you to eat milk and chicken. Could the Chachamim do that? Avada. Says the Rambam, but it depends how they do that. If they come and give a shir and say, you know, you're misreading the Torah. When the Torah says, Loisavasho gediba chalev imai, it doesn't just mean a kid, doesn't just mean a goat, it doesn't just mean a cow, it even means a chicken. You don't know how to read the Chumash. Midai raisa, you know how to eat chicken and milk. Could the Chachamim come and say, midai raisa, you know how to eat chicken and milk? No. But the Chachamim could say, you know what? We have to make a safeguard. We have to make a siyag. The Torah says, don't eat the Torah says don't eat a kid, but we're afraid that we know midoy raisa, you know how to eat cow's meat with milk. And midoy raisa, you know how to eat cow's meat even with a different animal's milk. But we're afraid that if people eat chicken and milk, they're going to say if you can eat chicken and milk, then you could eat a chaya and milk. If you eat a chaya and milk, you're going to come to eat a cow and milk. So therefore, as a siyag, we're going to say for all time, you're not to eat chicken and milk. Could the Chachamim make a siyag that you're not to eat chicken and milk for all time as a siyag, as a safeguard? Yes. This is a siyag in the Rambam. The Rambam says that in number 16 in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that a Navi cannot add nothing to the Torah. The only thing he could do is, say, a discretionary activity must be done as a temporary measure, but cannot institute or legislate anything whatsoever for all time. And yet the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim say, Yesh kayach lechachamim lasois gezerois forever and ever. How do you reconcile the Rambam? So says the Sefer Yisamach Av, and he says that he found this chiddush in the Ragat Shavra as well, that based on what we're learning so far, we could understand what the mitzvah of listening to the Navi is. We've proven from the Rambam, there is, if somebody comes who's a Navi and says, I decided that everyone has to eat macaroni tonight, you don't have to listen to him. Because the Navi is required to do what? To prove himself with an oyser on my face. Okay. And what if the Navi comes and says with an oyser on my face, everyone tonight has to eat macaroni? Then taco, you're going to buy macaroni tonight. But what if that Navi comes and says, I'm a Navi, I just pulled a rabbit out of my hat. Everyone needs to eat macaroni Monday nights forever and ever and ever until Mashiach comes. Do we listen to the Navi? No. Why not? Why does the Navi only have the authority to tell us to do something discretionary temporarily and not for all time? Ah, says Yisamach Av, and he quotes the Ragat Shavra. The koyach of the Navi comes from what? From his miracle. So I saw the miracle. You saw the miracle. Your children did not see the miracle. They don't have to listen to the Navi. If the chiddush of Elav Tishma'un is a very specific chiddush, listen to the Navi because he performed the miracle and you saw him perform a miracle, then only if you taka saw him perform a miracle do you need to listen to him. But he cannot therefore institute for all generations, for all time, because his miracle will not be witnessed for all time. That is why the Rambam learns the ability and the kayach of a Navi is extremely, extremely limited, because it's based only on his ability to perform a miracle. Loi kein hachachamim. Why do you listen to a chacham? Mipnei chachmasai. So the chacham, even the next generation, we always could look back at the chacham, and we know with certainty they were chachamim, and therefore mikayach chachmasim, they have the ability to make a gzer for all time. The same way we have to respect their chachma, our children, grandchildren, atzoyf kol adoros, needs to respect their chachma. Again, this is bringing out that the mitzvah of listening to a Navi is very limited and specific. It's only based on the kayach of the my face that this generation witnessed. If you didn't see it, you don't have to listen. Loikein Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Navi. He's Torah. Torah is not authenticated by Nevuah. What we're about to learn is just the opposite. Torah is not authenticated by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuch adds nothing to the Torah. The Makos of Mitzrayim don't add to the Torah. Dam doesn't add to the Torah. Just the opposite. We only know Kriyas Yamsuch happened because it says it in the Torah. We only know Dam Svardeh happened because it says it in the Torah. The relationship between miracle and prophet by Moshe is the exact opposite of relationship between miracle and prophet by all the other Nevi'im. By Eliyahu and Elisha and Yechezkel and Yeshaya. We only know their Yeshaya, Yechezkel, Yirmiyah because they made a miracle that proves who they are. Why came Moshe Rabbeinu? Nothing Moshe did added to his resume. Just the opposite. We only believe in Kriyas Yamsuf and Dam Tzvardeya, Kinam Arayv, because since Moshe performed them, that imbues it. Listen to this. It imbues it with Torah. And we're going to explain. Let's take a look in the Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin for a moment. This is Mamish Ayam Anoira. Take a look at number 24. Let's ask a question. If somebody doesn't lay in the Megillah, are they Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim because they didn't listen to the Navi? No. Why not? Because why do we have to lay in the Megillah? Who told us to lay in the Megillah? Mordechai? Esther? Did you see Mordechai? Did you see Esther? Yeah, but there were Jews back then that saw them perform miracles. But you didn't see it! So therefore, you don't have to listen to them, Midin Nevuah! The din of listening to a Navi of Elof Tishman is because they showed you a miracle, but you didn't see Yeshaya perform a miracle. Therefore, you're not Chayim Misa if you violate Muksa. Avada, you listen to Yeshaya, and you don't move Muksa, and you're Mekayim Onik Shabbos. But it's not Midin Elof Tishman, because you didn't see the miracle. And you didn't see Mordechai the Esther, and you didn't see the Nevi'im who were Mesakein Hallel. Mamela, that's the answer to the Minchas Chinuch's question. Minchas Chinuch wants to know why, if somebody violates the Torah, are they not chayav misa b'dei shamayim? Because there's no din of a love tishman to Moshe, and there's no din of a love tishman to all the Nevi'im who made takanas for future generations. Says Yisam Achav, take a look at number 24. Shal Cholohem Esther l'chachamim. Esther sent to the Chachamim, Kisvuni l'dayrois. Please record Megillas Esther for all generations, that all future generations need to learn the Megillah. So, question. Esther is asking the rabbis to make a takana? Let her do it. She's a Navi. She's a prophet. Why would she ask the Chachamim Kisvuni L'doyrois? She's a Navi. She's one of the Zayin Nevi'os. What's she requesting of the Chachamim? The Chachamim, isn't she greater than them? Answer, she's severely limited. She wants to enact Megillas Esther for all future generations. But if her whole kayach comes as a Nevi'ah, her kayach as Nevi'ah will not last the test of time. Next generation will not have to listen to her. She could only petition the Chachamim, because as the Rambam says, the Chachamim have the kayach to be goyzer for all time, because mikayach chachmasam, that will stand the test of time. So now let's point out something incredible. That means the relationship between prophet and miracle by Moshe Rabbeinu is the exact opposite that it is by all the other Nevi'im. By all the other Nevi'im, we believe in Elisha because he brought the kid to life. And we believe in Eliyahu because he stopped the rain. And we believe in Yeshua because he made Yericho crumble. Through the miracle, we believe in the Navi. But we don't believe in Moshe because of a Navi, because Moshe made the Navi, made the miracle. And it's recorded in the Torah. That's why we believe Kriyas Yamsuf happened. How do we know Kriyas Yamsuf happened? We weren't there. How do we know that all the miracles happened? Moshe Rabbeinu imbues the miracle with veracity and authenticity. He makes the miracle Torah. Listen carefully. The Ramban asks, imagine I told you, okay, you know, I need you to get me a bag of jelly beans on Friday. Don't forget this. I really need it. So I'm going to make some reminders for you. On the four corners of your garments, you're going to wrap each corner in jelly beans. You're going to then tie jelly beans around your arm and put them on your head. On every door you walk out of, you're going to scotch tape a jelly bean. Now, I know it's not enough. So every Friday night, you're going to gather your family together and declare the importance of jelly beans. And not only that, you're going to make a hut and put the whole ceiling jelly beans. And every... enough already? No, it's not enough. You can't forget it. Says the Ramban, all the mitzvahs we do, we're bombarded with reminders, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Hashem gives us a miracle, a mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis verifies that there were miracles in Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of tefillin verifies, and I'm sorry I used a trivial example, I'm just exaggerating the point. The mitzvah of tefillin verifies that there were miracles in Mitzrayim. I want you to take the story and tighten it on your arm till your fingers turn purple so you don't forget it. Every door you walk through, you're going to write the story that I took you out of Mitzrayim. So a question. Does the miracle verify the Torah, or is it the mitzvah of the Torah that verifies the story? It's the mitzvah of the Torah that verifies the story. It's not the miracle proves Moshe. It's because Moshe gave us a mitzvah ha-Torah that verifies the story. The miracle doesn't make Moshe. Moshe makes the miracle true. I'm going to read to you a pasuk. You heard it a million times. These psukim are so well known, I would venture to say, I'm telling you before I saw this,
Now I realize I don't think anybody knows how to read these psukim, and we're going to read it now. You're going to say, I can't believe it. Look at number 34. V'loikam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. There was never a prophet like Moshe. So I would have ended the Torah. There was never a prophet like Moshe who gave the Jewish people 613 mitzvahs and conveyed to the Jewish people the Torah. That's not what it says. There was never a prophet like Moshe. L'chal ha'aisais b'ha'moifzim l'chal ha'yar ha'chazaka l'chal ha'moira ha'gadol. There was never a prophet like Moshe who did all these miracles. Meaning, what's the Torah teaching us? That Moshe wasn't only needed to give us the Torah. It's not just Moshe made Torah. Moshe made the miracles. Listen carefully. The same way when Hashem gave us the Torah, He gave to the world divine information and divine knowledge. The miracles that were performed through Moshe was also a divine revelation of that Hashem is the creator, guide, controller over the world. What we're learning is the same way. What makes something Torah and not Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Because Moshe gave it to us. It's Asbaklar Yahami'ira. The miracles of Mitzrayim were also the clearest form of divine revelation. It's almost as if there are two components of divine revelation. There's the divine revelation of the Torah, and there's a divine revelation of the miracles of Mitzrayim. The miracles of Mitzrayim are elevated to the status of the Torah itself. Because they were administered and conducted by Moshe, Moshe is the one who, he infuses them with the Koach HaTorah. So why is it that I don't have to tell my kids what Yeshua did in Yerichai, and I don't have to tell my kids what Elisha did to the kid, so why do I need to tell my kids what Moshe performed in Mitzrayim? Because the same way I have an obligation to teach my kids Torah, which is the clearest form of divine revelation, I have to give over to my kids the miracles of Mitzrayim because they were also forms of Torah. The miracles were divine revelation on a much higher level than any other miracle. They were part of Torah. Hang on to your socks. Listen to this one. How many miracles took place in Mitzrayim? Well, Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Arav, Dever, Shchin, Barad, Arbe, Choshech, Machas B'Choyres, Tetzach, Adash, B'Achav. Okay, we're up to 13 now. Comes Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, and he says, we know there were 10 Makos in Mitzrayim, and on the Yam there were 50. Why? Because in Mitzrayim it says, Vayoymer elachartumim, Ezra is one finger. By the Yam it was a Yad. So therefore, if in Mitzrayim it was 10, which is one finger, alayam it much has been 50. So right now we have 10. We have 10 in Mitzrayim, 50 alayam, that's 60. Oh, comes Rabbi Lezer, he says, no, every Makkah was four-parted. So that means it's 40 in Mitzrayim, 200 alayam. So we had 60, now we have another 240. Comes Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, each Makkah had five parts. 50 in Mitzrayim, 250 alayam. Says the Sfas Emes, Eilu, V'Eilu, 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 Divrei Lekim Chayim. There were 10 Makkos, there was a Tzach Hadash B'Achav, there was 10 and 50 Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, there was 40 and 200 of Rabbi Lezer, and there was 50 and 250 of Rabbi Akiva. So let's add them up. 10 Makkos. The Tzach Hadash B'Achav is 3, that's 13. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says 10 and 50, that's 60, 73. Then you have Rabbi Lezer, he says 50 and 200, so that's, 40 and 200, what's 73 and 240, 313, comes Rabbi Akiva, 50 and 250, 613 Makos in Mitzrayim, says the Sfas Emes.
Wow, what a coincidence. How the numbers work out that there were 613 Makos in Mitzrayim. Why were there 613 Makos in Mitzrayim? The answer is because the divine revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim was different than every other miracle. Every other miracle verified the Navi. Here, the Navi, who's verified at Kabbalah HaTorah, is imbuing these miracles with Kayach HaTorah. That's why we don't have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. We do. But you're not Chayav Misa because Moshe is not under the category of Elov Tishma'on. He doesn't have to be verified by a miracle. He, just the opposite, he imbues the miracles with the Kayach HaTorah. That's the last psukim of the Chumash. There was never a Navi like Moshe who performed the miracles. Because his Kayach is what invested the miracles with the Kayach HaTorah. So I realized this morning then, so there are really like two revelations of Torah. There's the revelation of the document and the revelation of the miracles. There's one night a week where it's not enough just to learn Torah. You need to relay the Torah of the miracles. Tzias Mitzrayim, Leil Seder. Therefore, a special Birchas HaTorah was enacted the night of the Seder. Before we start to say the Torah, the Seder, we say, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenasan Telem HaYisrael, Baruch Hu. Why? We ask why we sing Birchas HaTorah the night of the Seder. But we're learning. You don't have to make Birchas HaTorah any other night of the year. That's because every other night of the year, we have one mitzvah of Torah. The mitzvah of Haidatim, Levanech, Levnei Vanecha, Yoyim HaShem, Amatel, Levnei HaShem, Levnecha, B'chayrev. But the night of the Seder, we are recounting another dimension of Torah that was revealed to the world. And now something that's Torah has to be Torah's Moshe. That's why the Rambam emphasizes, don't forget when you tell your kids the miracles of Mitzrayim, you have to tell them in number 3, Nisim Shenase Lanu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that they occur through Moshe Rabbeinu is critical, is a fundamental part of the miracle, because these are not just regular miracles. These are miracles of Torah. These are revelations of Torah. 613 revelations of Torah. And perhaps we could add, Rabbi Isai, that we know there's 613 mitzvahs, but they were given in a short version, cliff note version, Aseres HaDibrois, encapsulated all 613. Likewise, the Eser Makos, which are the main branches of divine revelation, also encapsulated the 613 details of this revelation. By the way, it's also interesting, with how many statements did Hashem create the world? 10. But the creation of man, which is the pinnacle of creation, is how many limbs? 248 evarim, 365 sinews, also 613. The Chidush Harim tells us that the giving of the Torah was actualizing the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world, was brought out to the world through the 10 Dibrois. And the transition was through the Eser Makos. But now we're expanding on that. The 10 statements with which Hashem created the world, which has 613 dimensions to it, was transitioned through the 10 Makos, that has 613 dimensions to it, to the Aseres HaDibrois, that also has 613 mitzvahs. So if I were to ask you, what are the Makos? Were they miracles? They were revelations of Torah. Oh, revelations of Torah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara in Erevin says in number 35, Amar Rav Chisda, Ein Taira Niknis Ella Besimonin. Taira can only be transmitted with mnemonics. Shenemar Sima Befiem, Al Tikri Sima Ella Simana. So what Rabbi Yehuda is doing is, Rabbi Yehuda is not giving you a convenient way to remember, because otherwise we're going to forget. My kid doesn't even talk yet and he knows the Makos. No! What Rabbi Yehuda is teaching is, these are not regular miracles. These are not just extraordinary supernatural events. These were miracles performed by Moshe. They're Torah. And if they're Torah, they need to be given over to the Jewish people with a mnemonic, with a simin, just like Kol HaTorah Kula. So this, I just want to reiterate, comes from the Sefer Yisamach Av of Rabbi Eli Baruch Shulman,
We added a few details, but it's primarily his chidushim. And it's really a very profound understanding of what we're doing the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that these are divine revelations of Hashgacha Pratis and Emunah BaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're infused with Torah through the Kayach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Thank you everyone for coming. I wish everyone a great day. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.